nap before meditating, reflect on what I mentioned last night, how the meditating mind is the mental consciousness. The mental consciousness has the two aspects, the primary sort of total mental consciousness itself and its concurrent mental factors, which can be virtuous or non-virtuous or neutral. And they also involve the qualities to be able to fix our mind upon the object. You know, concentration, mindfulness, and so on. Includes wisdom and ignorance. So these mental factors are like, I know you could call them like sculptors, which determine the aspect or the shape or the attitude of the primary consciousness. So in cultivating refuge, then we reflect upon the qualities of the three jewels, Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha, and we reflect upon the direction that we have lived our life mostly up until now. And the direction has been the pursuit of temporal pleasures and avoidance of temporal pains, believing that the meaning of life is to be happy, avoid unhappiness, in relationship to external things, whether material things or inner pleasure, pain, external praise, reputation, and so on. So the aspect of our primary consciousness has been involvement in the pursuit of pleasure, believing that by organizing my world I can be peaceful and happy. Refuge is understanding the wisdom of Buddha's teachings on relative reality and ultimate reality. That the way we've lived our life has not been a guaranteed source of peace and happiness. The temporal pleasures we have experienced are determined by previously accumulated virtuous karma. The external objects associated with pleasure are the mere conditions, not the source of pleasure. Karma is the source. And the virtue that created the cause for us to meet with happy experiences and pleasant experiences. Was created through abandoning attachment, abandoning clinging to temporal happiness, abandoning the eight worldly concerns, abandoning self-importance, and generating sincere love, compassion, wisdom, and so on, in whatever we did in past lives, that became the primary cause for the happiness we've experienced in this life. So refuge is building upon whatever virtuous tendencies we've inherited from past lives, thoroughly renouncing attachment and aversion in relationship to the eight worldly concerns, and setting our sights on one of the three goals. The supreme goal is to be able to guide all mother sentient beings out of suffering by achieving Buddhahood. So, generate refuge by reflecting upon the the qualities of Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, the faults of self-importance and self-cherishing, and with that understanding, the mental factors of knowledge, and in terms of the third scope, universal compassion and the special attitude, generate your mind in the aspect of Mahayana refuge, culminating in bodhicitta. Your entire mental consciousness in the aspect of universal responsibility. Now, with your mind generated in the aspect of refuge and bodhicitta, for the sake of all sentient beings, train your mind in mindfulness on the breath, thinking that if I allow thoughts to distract my attention from the coming and going of the breath, I will be abandoning my promise to guide all mother sentient beings away from suffering. Fix your attention on the sensation of the air and maintain it through the entire cycle of inspiration and expiration.